7.
What is it that happens when a city goes bankrupt? I don't really know, but we might learn something about it here in a few moments as we launch into yet another edition of Free Talk Live. Daryl is here tonight from FPP.cc. Good evening, Daryl.
Good evening.
Also, Allie is here from AllieHavens.com.
That's right.
Allie.
Hi, how's it going?
It's been too long since we've all been in the studio together, having been out at the Liberty Forum 1 week and then the next week in Florida. So we're finally all back in Keene now, and it's good to be here.
It's normal again.
Yes. So we'll take your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. And once again, 855-450-FREE, brought to you by SACL CAI. Plus, you can connect with us on Skype. So use username lrn.fm if you want to hook up with us on Skype. Send us the request, a contact request. It will be accepted, and then you'll be easily able to connect with us in the future at that point. So again, Skype username lrn.fm. I've had in my show prep for a few days here, several days actually now, just there's just so much to talk about. We never get to it all. Is the story about Detroit. And when you came in tonight, Daryl, you said that you've got a story about the biggest municipal bankruptcy in history?
In American history, that's correct. $4.23 billion, with a B, $4.23 billion.
I immediately said, oh, that must be Detroit. But no.
No, Jefferson County, Alabama.
Now, where are you from in Alabama?
I'm from Birmingham, which is the largest city in Jefferson County, Alabama.
Oh, really?
Wow.
This is like a hometown story
for
me.
Wow. I'm from Auburn, and I don't even know where you're talking about.
You know where Birmingham is, right?
I know where Birmingham is, yeah.
Yeah, it's straight up 280.
But so, Jefferson County, that's where Birmingham is in?
Yes.
Okay.
So Birmingham, different area than Auburn? Entirely?
Yes.
Okay.
About 2.5-3 hours.
So I want to talk about Detroit, but this is very interesting, like the biggest one ever. Definitely want to hear more about that. So tell me about it.
Okay, so first let me give some backstory into how the county went bankrupt.
The whole county that's right. Okay.
Yes, it's the entire county that is bankrupt. So in December of 1996... Jefferson County agreed to repair and rebuild the sewer system for collecting and cleaning water overflows to settle a lawsuit alleging that untreated sewage was being discharged into rivers during heavy storms, and that was a violation of the Federal Clean Water Act.
Okay.
And then in February and March...
So you have to redo the whole sewer system... Yes. You violated the Federal Government's Act.
Yes.
Okay.
And
were they really dumping this nasty stuff in?
Well, they weren't dumping it, but it was leaking into...
Because of a flood or something?
Well, the way Birmingham is set up, there's creeks and rivers everywhere. Like, you cannot go more than 5 miles without crossing a creek or a river. So stuff would leak out of the old sewer and then go into one of these creeks or rivers.
I remember Birmingham being very flat.
Most of the city is.
Okay.
There's part of the city that's the foothills of the Appalachians.
So Jefferson County had to replace its entire sewer system.
Yes.
Including Birmingham, or is this city of Birmingham separate from that?
No.
Okay.
The entire...
So the whole sewer system is run by the county, not the cities that are there.
That's correct.
Okay.
So in February and March of 1997, the county sold bonds to finance the project, and
That's typical.
$555 million in offerings led by underwriter Raymond James and Associates.
Now the idea behind a bond, I'm not an investor. I'm not a professional at any of these things, so please correct me if I'm wrong. I very well could be. The idea behind a bond is the government puts the local governments, for instance, or state governments, can
put or federal government,
can put these things up. People can buy them. And the idea is you're going to get a guaranteed return on investment. And the guarantee is because the government has a power to tax. And yes. So the idea is that, well, if you buy the government's bond, of course you're going to get your money because they're just going to tax it from people.
It's generally a much better rate of return than a CD
or a bank investment.
Well, they always told us in school that government bonds were a great investment because, you know, the government has to pay you back. They have to.
Right, because people have to pay the government or else.
And I've actually heard some advertisements on local radio for call some 800 number to get information on how to invest in municipal bonds because it's a great return on it. 10%. You're not going to get 10% from anywhere, so buy municipal bonds.
But what happens if the government who sold you the municipal bond goes bankrupt?
Exactly. So the county purchased a derivative in connection with some of the fixed rate debt. The bonds were so-called revenue bonds backed by the proceeds of the customer bills instead of a general pledge on the county's tax collections.
Okay, so the bonds paying people back required...
We're going to just add the interest on these bonds into everybody's bill.
Rates. They're gonna factor the rates based on not only what it costs to provide water service, but also the interest that they have to pay on the bond.
Yes.
Okay.
Documents from the bond offering estimated the sewer project would cost $1.5 billion. The expanding scope of the...
And they raised $500 million.
Initially raised $555 million. And then found out, it's going to cost $1.5 billion. And then the expanding scope.
Right? Yeah, government. I mean, they'll say one thing about what they have to accomplish. It'll cost X.
Yes.
And then after they've looked at it further, well, we've determined it's actually X times 3.
And right. Then it gets worse.
Yeah.
Because of the scope of the expansion and more houses being built, they realized that it would be $2.2 billion. And then finally,
so
they
not
were
just
over
a replacement, but a build out as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because for every new home in the county, you must be hooked up to the sewer.
Yeah.
Wound up putting them over $3 billion in debt, and sewer rates rose more than fourfold over 10 years.
Holy
to pay
crap.
For this.
I wonder if he took all of the county and city debt. And you roll it onto one, what the number would be. How many billions of dollars are there in local government debt?
Hold on. You mean...
Are you just saying in Jefferson County? Or...
No, I mean like across the country.
Oh, my God. It's.
I'm just curious how common this kind of thing is.
I would say that municipal debt in the U.S. is probably at the same level or possibly higher than what the federal debt is.
Whoa.
That's just a guess.
Because,
Well, there's 9,600 tax or sales tax jurisdictions in the country.
It'd be a huge project to actually run those numbers.
Yeah, it would be near impossible.
I bet you could do it, though, Daryl.
Maybe Robin Hood could do that.
I could hire the local tech support guy to do it because he knows how to write all the scripts.
You need an accountant for that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Robin Hood.
Yeah.
So, long story short, pretty much everyone that was on the county commission for Jefferson County, absent one lady by the name of Betty Fine Collins, is now either in jail or had taken a plea to avoid jail over some corruption that was related to bond swaps involving J.P. Morgan, Chase, and some international banks.
Yeah, what is a bond? So what's going on here? What's the corruption? They've got these bonds out there, and then how does J.P. Morgan come in?
We can't pay our debt, so we're going to refinance. And if you refinance this debt for us, we'll give you more of our business.
Okay.
So there was a lot of sort of the, I guess they call it the payback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you give me business, I'll give you more business.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
partnerships between private and government.
Yes. Wow. There was a lot of that. And And that's where we come now with the story that I have from Reuters.
All right, good background. I definitely want to know more about this. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Maybe you live in the Birmingham area of Alabama and you'd like to comment on this. Did you say four times the rates for sewer is what they ended up charging people?
Yes.
Can you just imagine that for a moment? I mean, to everybody who has to pay a water sewer bill, look at the sewer portion of your rates for the last month and quadruple it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's really a lot of money for Tuck Line.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You know, maybe if the Jefferson County government had put some of their money into Bitcoin, they would have been able to get out of this nasty situation they're in. Because the Bitcoin has really gone up in value over the last several months. Actually, over the last year, it's gone from, you know, several dollars, like $4.
I think it was $229 right about a year ago.
About a year ago, and now it's over $40, around $44 the last time I looked. So go and learn more about the Bitcoin. You can go to weusecoins.com. It's a great website. If you haven't taken the time yet to really understand, really grasp what Bitcoin is, and there are a lot of people who are still completely in the dark about this. When I was recently on kind of a working vacation in Florida visiting family for a funeral, my dad, who is, you know, relatively technical dude, he fixes things, he knows how to build computers, he hadn't really taken the time to learn anything about Bitcoin yet. And same thing with my sister, she didn't know what it was either. So it's, people are clueless at this point about Bitcoin, and that means it's still a ground floor opportunity, even though they're over $40 each. Some people are saying these things could be $400 or $4,000 a piece someday.
I saw something that said $100,000 is considered to be the ceiling.
Who knows what it is? I mean, this is an uncharted territory. It's something that's brand new. I mean, it's relatively brand new on the scale of money. It's only been around 3 or 4 years at this point. So go learn more. Weusecoins.com. It's a decentralized currency. It's a financial transaction system. It takes out the middleman between you and your money. You don't have to beg anyone's permission to get started. You don't have to apply for an account. You just go and download the Bitcoin client and get started, and then you can connect with various different services to actually get Bitcoins. We'll tell you about one of those here in a little bit. Once again, go to weusecoins.com. So 855-453 is the toll-free number here tonight. And we're talking about bankruptcy. Municipal bankruptcy doesn't really sound like a page-turner kind of a topic. Doesn't really sound like it's going to be too interesting. But, you know, I think it's been really understandable so far. I always get lost when people start talking about derivatives and stocks and bonds and all these things that, you know, I don't have any personal experience with. And I don't know what, you know, the average person in our audience knows about this stuff either. But let me see if I got this straight, Daryl. The county of Jefferson County in Alabama has gone bankrupt big time. Biggest one ever.
$4.23 billion with a B.
And all of that four some billion has come from a debacle involving replacing all the sewer pipes.
Yes. Replacing and expanding the sewer system.
Which they sold all these bonds for. They got some money for those bonds and were then charging people on their sewer bills for up to four times or as much as four times the regular rates.
The rates rose four times as much as what they thought they would over 10 years.
Yeah.
And that began in 1997.
Got it.
And
yeah,
I know
it says
that
on this website that the rate for people's sewage bills has increased more than 300% since 1997.
That's crazy.
Yes. And I know that there was a proposal at one time to send everyone in the county a sewer bill, whether they were on the sewer or not. Because, well, you know, there's the social contract, you see, yeah. And you live in the county, so it's your responsibility to pay for the sewer
even if you
don't
have a septic tank.
Yes.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
So
what's going on now?
The latest news comes from Reuters, and it involves a French bank, Société Générale. I hope that I'm pronouncing that properly with the French accent.
Okay.
So apparently a French bank, Société Générale, is exiting America's biggest municipal bankruptcy, saying in court filings that it has sold its holding of defaulted sewer warrants issued by Jefferson County, Alabama. The bank, along with J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of New York Mellon, and other and other global financial institutions was one of the most prominent creditors of Jefferson County when it filed its $4.23 billion bankruptcy in November 2011, but now is moving to wind up its role in court battles. A lawyer for the bank in a motion wrote, Societe Generale has transferred all of its rights, title, and interest in and to those certain Jefferson County sewer revenue refunding warrants issued by Jefferson County. The lawyer also asked that Societe Generale be dropped from two appeals in the tangled and costly legal case, saying that the bank was no longer interested in pursuing the claims that are subject of the appeals. Argument.
So they sold their interest to somebody else?
Yes.
Okay.
They sold their debt to somebody else.
Got it.
Arguments on the appeals, one over sewer system rates and another on the ouster of a creditor's favored receiver who had run Jefferson County's troubled sewer system, are tentatively scheduled in Atlanta for July 22nd of this year.
So I start to get lost. Creditors, receivers. Whoa. One more time. What's going on there?
Basically, there's two appeals currently going through federal court. One over the sewer system rates. Apparently, some people are suing.
They're
over
upset.
Our rates went up.
This is confiscatory.
Yes.
This is four times the rates. This is outrageous. Okay.
And then the other lawsuit has to do with the ouster of a creditor's favored receiver. Which basically means that one of the people that is owed money said, all right, this guy will handle all of our money. Instead of you giving it to us, give it to him, and he'll give it to us.
But something went wrong.
Something went wrong. That guy got kicked out.
Got it.
So there's a lawsuit over that.
And these lawsuits are all involving the county?
Yes.
Okay.
The Societe Generale filings did not detail the value of the sewer warrants it had sold, nor identify the buyers, though the bank filed three claims against the county of roughly $118 million each in 2011. Societe Generale's filings come as negotiations continue between the county and other people who owe debt, which is currently valued at $3.2 billion, and some creditors say they may this may result in a reduction of the value of the debt. So the debt's already been reduced, and now they're saying that it might be reduced again.
This is just crazy. I mean, one thing that separates humans from the rest of the animals is that we have sewage systems and we deal with that stuff in a very specific way, but it's very rudimentary. Like, we've had this figured out for a long time, and here in old Jefferson County, Alabama, I guess we haven't been able to figure it out without spending billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Now, let me see if I've got this straight. The sewer system cost over $4 billion to put in, ultimately.
Well, that's how much the county owed.
Okay.
It cost about $3 billion to put in.
So they owe another billion in interest?
In interest, and then a lot of the bond swaps they did, they had like adjustable rates, and they swapped those to fixed rates and then back to adjustable, and they racked up more interest.
So it's been a decade and a half, and they really haven't even made a scratch in what they originally owed.
Yes.
And they're mired in lawsuits. So what's happening? What's going to happen next? It's Free Talk Live. Come back with more.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on Skype as well. Username there is lrn.fm. There's a couple different ways for you to connect with us. Of course, you can also get interactive on the website at freetalklive.com. You get to create the content there. So when you see something online that you want to share with us, you can submit it, and you'll also be sharing it with our other listeners. Submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page, where it awaits a certain number of votes. Once it receives those votes, we'll then make it to the front page of the site, meaning more people see it, we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the radio wave. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. Now, SACL CAI, they sponsor our phone lines here. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. So if you have a business and you find accounts receivable to be an arduous and vexing task, get a hold of SACL CAI. They'll do it right. They'll treat both you and your customers with respect. You can find their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. That's SACL CAI. And we're talking about people that owe money. In this case, it's the government people in Jefferson County. They owe a bunch of money to creditors, including banks and probably some individuals, people that bought municipal bonds, for instance. They were trying to fund the build-out and repair and replacement, basically a full replacement of the county sewer system.
Yes, and interestingly, they have millions of dollars of equipment left underground. because they said that it was cheaper to leave the equipment there than to pay people to get it out.
Wow.
So I mean, what are you supposed to do if you live in this place and you notice one day after there's a lot of rain that the water supply is tainted? And so, I mean, if you say something about it, then they might spend billions of dollars trying to fix it because it is government after all.
Yeah, you're stuck in a real hard place.
Yeah, maybe don't say anything and buy bottled water from then on.
Start boiling all the water that you use. I mean, that's not a really convenient way to live.
Yeah.
So they owed over $4 billion, including the interest. It has been 15 years, and they haven't...
They've defaulted several times on payments, is what led to the bankruptcy.
Right, and so the bankruptcy was filed in late 2011.
Yes.
Now one of the banks has pulled out. They've sold their debt to someone else.
Yes.
And there's more that you wanted to share.
Yes. So the story from Reuters ends by saying, in February, Jefferson County officials approved an agreement with European DEPFA Bank PLC to cut interest charges on about $162 million of the county's school debt. Home to Birmingham, Alabama, which is the largest city in the state, Jefferson County's finances were also hurt by political corruption and the loss of an occupational tax. The county has slashed staffing, eliminated hospital services at a county-owned healthcare facility, cut back on road repairs and other services. And
but everybody's pension's doing just fine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's in the government's incentive to cut back on things that are going to be noticeable, like, you know, education or the roads, because people are going to notice when you've been making those cuts. And then it just makes people argue against the cuts, basically.
And they've also shut down what they call the satellite offices of the courthouse, to where now
everyone has to go to the same courthouse.
Everybody has to go to the same courthouse in downtown Birmingham, Alabama, and look basically 10, 15 minutes to try to find a parking spot, and then pay large amounts of money in a lot of cases to pay or to park. So, yeah, it makes people upset of, well, I just wish that they would do whatever they have to so that I don't have to go downtown to go to the courthouse. So the county budget has been reduced $107 million to a total of $205 million a year now.
Why did they reduce the budget? Just
because
they wanted
of
to pay
spending
money to
cuts.
I see.
Because they lost the occupational tax.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's sort of like an income tax, but they don't call it an income tax because you don't have to file a return on it at end of the year. But one thing that's interesting about that occupation tax is while it was going through the courts, the court initially said everybody that had any money taken out as part of this occupation tax must be reimbursed if it's found ultimately to be unconstitutional.
And it was.
It was found to be unconstitutional, and I've not received a check.
Yeah.
And I don't really expect to receive a check either.
Right. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
So what else? Is there anything else relevant to what's going on here? What is it that's going to happen? This is the one thing. Like, I don't understand what it means when a municipality goes bankrupt. Like, with a company, my understanding of bankruptcy is that they can get out from under some of their debt, and, you know, they might have to lose some assets or whatever and liquidate some stuff, but ultimately they can kind of come out from underneath that.
How or the that company work? Just goes away.
Or right.
Jefferson County is not going away.
That's right. That's why I just don't understand what this means. Is it just going to mean that, you know, these creditors are screwed in the long run? And
pretty much.
Maybe that'll mean less creditors willing to buy bonds.
One. Yeah, that's certainly a possibility. It'd be crazy for a bank to come into this county and start handing over, you know, fresh cash to them just so they can do the same stuff over and over again. So that could be a kind of a long-term, I guess, change for them. But ultimately, you know, they're going to screw these creditors over. And how much of their assets will they have to liquidate in order to try to make good during the bankruptcy?
I don't know. They're not selling off any of the courthouses that they own.
Right. Are they going to sell the school bus fleet? I mean, what are they going to do?
Yeah, they're not selling any of the buildings that they own. They're not, you know, being forced to liquidate anything.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've got empty buildings that they own that they're paying upkeep on,
right?
Because the buildings aren't being used because, oh, well, we've got to cut from somewhere, so we're going to cut the satellite offices and then cut back on the county-run hospital, but we're still going to wind up, you know, paying the sheriffs. And
maybe they're just waiting for the economy to bounce back so they can reopen up these buildings.
Instead of just allowing all of the cities that already have their own police force to do their own policing, the county has sheriffs, which for the most part, they only stay in the unincorporated parts of the county.
Yeah.
But still, you know, you're paying basically for services that are performed by other people and cutting back on services that you're the only one that performs.
I guess I feel ignorant about how this process works just with a, even with a private company. But when you when you're getting loans from people and you're not able to pay those loans and you declare bankruptcy, isn't there, like, you know, if it's a company or like
you
a corporation,
liquidate the assets.
You can liquidate all the assets, but then part of the asset of a county is the taxpayers. I mean, that's who brings in the revenue.
Sure, yes.
So it's kind of like, I mean, in that sense, they kind of own part of the paycheck of each of these residents. So when you can't liquidate that unless they have these private institutions come in and start collecting taxes from the people. Like, how do they even?
Well, the county doesn't own any portion of the income anymore because the occupational tax was ruled unconstitutional.
So that's not even an option now.
Right. Basically, they get their money from user fees and other sorts of things. There's the municipal fuel tax, vehicle registration, money that's given to the counties for the school systems, and other sorts of, you need permits for this, permits for that sort of thing. But what I would ultimately like to see happen, and I proposed this when I was still living there, just dissolve the county. Let the western half of the county, which has tried in the past to secede, allow it to become its own county, have Birmingham be a city that is not in a county, and the other towns get annexed by one of the close counties.
I think that's a good idea for anywhere. I mean, I'd like to see that happen in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Why do you need to have a county? What's the point of it? Why do you need to have an extra layer of government? I mean, it's bad enough that you've got federal, state, county, and local. Why not cut one layer out entirely?
Why not cut four layers out?
I agree with that. But 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. Yeah, maybe you know a little bit more about bankruptcy. You can kind of help us out. And how does it apply to a municipality? It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Do it toll free, 855-450-FREE. Glad to say, by the way, that we are not in debt here on Free Talk Live. Don't owe anybody any money. So that's a good place to be when you run a business, because if you don't owe anybody any money, there's no chance you're going to go bankrupt.
Yes.
Well, you owe Mark your life, so.
What does that mean?
I think you both owe each other a lot.
Yes, and Mark is very good at doing sales for the show. That's his day job. And between the two of us and some wonderful co-hosts and the folks over at the Genesis Communications Network, we managed to do a nationally syndicated radio show with a very, very small budget. But we're not in debt. Like a lot of governments are around this country, as we're learning here. Now, Daryl, you say that this Jefferson County in Alabama is the largest municipal bankruptcy ever.
That's how it was reported by Reuters.
Now, according to some other news about Detroit and their bankruptcy status, it will be Detroit that is the largest bankruptcy ever. This is according to...
How much?
Bloomberg. I'll get you the numbers here. They are $14 billion in long-term obligations, and our current deficit is $327 million. Michigan governor's move sets Detroit takeover in motion. According to Bloomberg, Rick Snyder, their governor in Michigan, for his formal declaration that a financial emergency besets Detroit started the clock ticking for city leaders who may want to try to block the state takeover. It gave them 10 days. Opponents can request a hearing before a Snyder-appointed representative to appeal his decision. I'm sure that'll work out. Information presented in the session would be reported to the governor, who would then decide whether to stick by his declaration or to revoke it, according to the Treasury Department spokesman. Governor has no deadline to make his call. If he keeps to his decision, a three-member state panel called the Emergency Loan Board, all appointees of the governor, would select an emergency manager. Snyder would have input.
So this means that the state would take over all the functions of the local municipal system.
That's correct.
System. Okay.
That's very similar to what happened to Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, where
when
back in, I think, the 70s or 80s, the county merged with the city.
Okay.
So that Philadelphia is the only municipality in the county, and the state has actually taken over the education system in Philadelphia.
Forcibly, they came in because it was in debt or something? Is that
Because of a bankruptcy, they just said, we're running this now. So it's still, I think, titled the Philadelphia school system, but it's completely run by the state
of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
How has that worked out?
I really don't know.
Like,
education,
which is worse? Like,
education isn't good in Philadelphia anyway.
Right.
So a lot of people say it's because, well, Philadelphia is all inner city. So, you know, it's the whole thing of you fund education through taxes. So when the taxes are lower because home values are low, then you've got less money to spend. So you don't get to provide as quality of an education. So it's the whole sort of weird, like, cyclical thing. Is the education bad because it's inner city, or is the city completely run down because the education is bad?
I think the whole argument, we don't educate our kids here, so that's why everything sucks. I think that's a dumb excuse.
It is.
So many people who attend public schools don't even keep the skills, skills in quotations they learn in school and apply them in, you know, the economy, in the local economy. They go off and they go to college somewhere else and they might move away. Don't pretend like in some kind of investment in the public schools is going to, like, have trickle-down effects in the local economy. No, it's just, it's babysitting, and I think that what you should really care about is for each kid to actually learn something.
Yes. Right. If you didn't have this one-size-fits-all government system that everybody's basically forced to either fund or send their kids to, then you would actually have a market-based system that could result in a real flourishing of education. Because people in an inner city want to learn. They're not different than everybody else. They want to learn. They want to create businesses. They want to have opportunities. They want all these things just like anybody else does. And if they weren't saddled with this crap can government education system, who knows what wonderful innovations would come
up. Well, and then all of the regulations that are put in place to prevent the entrepreneurship in inner cities.
Just imagine.
Oh, yeah. You've got to get a license, then you're out of business because you can't afford it.
Just imagine if it wasn't coercive. I mean, the public library, you see people going in there, not the same rate you see kids going to the school since they're forced to go. But you don't have to make it coercive, and that's why you get these problems with kids in schools and violence and all that. And I think
they're forced to be around people they might not choose to be.
Right.
You've got people being forced to go somewhere that they don't want to be.
Yeah, that's not going to result in good things happening. So back to Detroit, though. The city leaders can appeal to a court if the governor continues on with his decision to turn the city over to an emergency manager. And critics of the takeover say it'll hurt Detroit voters by letting a state manager strip power from their elected leaders. In fact, there's an article over at The Nation where thenation.com, John Nichols is saying that this is not what democracy looks like. How can the state just come in and take away our elected officials? Even though they're doing a crappy job, how can the state come in and do this, is what he's saying. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I don't live in Michigan. I'm going to presume that the state or the cities have been created at the pleasure of the state, meaning that, you know, the cities were founded under the state. The people who incorporated the cities did that underneath the structure of the state government, so therefore the cities serve at the pleasure of the state government. And ultimately, if the state government decides they want to take away, take their ball back, they're going to take their ball back.
Well, there are some places where cities predate the state.
The state, right.
So, what if that's the case? What if Detroit predates the state of Michigan? Then can the state... Well, we know that they can because they just will, but legally, then it's not a case of the city existing at the pleasure of the state because the city existed before the existence of the state.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand why people don't get upset when, for instance, the federal government tries to pass laws that apply to the states, regardless of what the states have to say legally about the issue, like the drug war, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
No one says, what about our local elected officials? That's supposed to be democracy. Federal government can't make rules about what we can do in our town. But people just shut up when it comes to that. I don't know why this is different when people care about
because
this.
The whole supremacy clause, people are taught the supremacy clause means that the federal government can do whatever it wants to because the federal government is superior to the states.
I see.
Which is totally asinine and totally ignores the theory of nullification.
Yeah, it goes against the whole idea that was proposed when they decided to have a federal government that
yes.
they could somehow the federal government could somehow trump state law. That would just be ridiculous.
And I just looked up, City of Detroit was founded in 1701, which is much prior to the creation of the state of Michigan.
It's interesting. Well, maybe all this will get shaken out in whatever court trial comes out of this, because it doesn't look like the Detroit bureaucrats are going to easily go quietly into the night,
yeah,
so to speak here. But U.S. Representative Gary Peters, suburban Detroit Democrat, said in a statement, "I fundamentally disagree with taking measures that disenfranchise the families I represent in Detroit. Emergency managers in Michigan have consistently failed to address the systematic problems plaguing older urban areas like Detroit. The Motor City isn't alone in coping with deficits, climbing pension and debt costs, and falling property values. From California to Rhode Island, communities have struggled as the lingering effects of the recession that ended in June 2009. Did you know the recession ended?
Huh. I've heard that.
Yeah.
And then I heard that another sort of thing, I don't know, I think they call it like a double dip sort of thing, started again. But then that may have been over. But, yeah, basically.
We have an on and off relationship with an economy.
Yeah, I don't understand how anybody can just say, oh, well, the recession ended right here. This is when the recession ended.
I think the American economy has been in a recession since 1933.
Hmm.
Well, Detroit, let's see here. Communities, they've struggled. Detroit has a deficit of about $327 million and more than $14 billion in long-term obligations. It would be the sixth Michigan city put under state control.
So this has happened before.
Right. This isn't the first time. Five other cities have been taken under control by the state government.
Should we play Guess the Cities?
I am very curious to learn more about that, and it doesn't give you the details here. Maybe we can find out more about what's happening there. But if they've already taken five cities, I wonder if there were any other court cases there. Did those cities just roll over?
This is how we're going to get a one-world government. First, the local's going to topple, then the state, and the federal. We're going to have one.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about this municipal bankruptcy. Also, we can talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airways. Allie wants to talk about CPR. It's Free Talk Live.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.